everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, still here, joined by Augie, who's on his travels on this occasion in deepest, darkest Africa, I do believe. And we're going to be doing some reports from there soon, so keep your eye on the ball, as they say, because Augie's keeping an eye on his. And where would we start this week? Well, we've got some breaking news, right, Augie? And this is really, really good news, because some of us have been saying this for quite a long time, that the BBC, the British Bullshit Corporation, has been making shit up as they go along. For years, for decades, we know that they're the MI6, PR department, propaganda department. Now, we might do a bit of propaganda ourselves here, right, Augie? We don't deny that. Propaganda, after all, is only about spreading the word, and we tell the truth, but at least we don't make shit up. And how bad could it get for making shit up when you actually doctor and splice together the speech of the President of the United States of America? Now, we knew they hated Trump, but they hated him this much that they made up, literally. Check this out. Run the video, Augie.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you, and we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
What?
And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
Unbelievable. Right, Augie? So there was an hour nearly between the two things he said. We're going to march down to the Congress and we're going to fight. There was nearly an hour between him saying those two things. The BBC, they cut an hour of what he said out and joined these two pieces together to make it look like the Big Don was inciting a insurrection, basically. That's what this is all about. Absolutely remarkable stuff. Right, Augie?
Careful, Che. Next thing you're going to say is that BBC is lying about Russia losing the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's face it, okay? If you're the BBC, you don't really need to make stuff, right, Augie? Because the Big Don is pretty good at doing it himself. Why would you need to, like, splice these speeches together? Of course, we think that the Don is probably suffering from a slight case of acute Bidenitis. We're starting to see this creeping in. Remember Sleepy Joe with his $500 trillion of infrastructure? Remember? You know, Sleepy Joe was pretty good at that stuff. Now, the Big Don has, we're sure he's got it. He's contracted something from Joe. Maybe at a party. You just don't know. Now, he has suggested that communism has threatened the United States of America and the West for 1,000 years. Yeah. Now, kids, sit down. I'm going to tell you about communism. I'm going to tell you about, the last millennium, what was going on 1,000 years ago. And there was no Marx and Engels knocking about in the, the beer halls and the smoking rooms. It just didn't happen. But yet again, Azerbaijan, you see the pattern here, right? Absolutely unreal. Roll the video, Augie.
This one, we're going to look. For 1,000 years, communism has not worked. It just, communism or the concept of communism has not worked. I tend to doubt it's going to work this time.
So, Augie, maybe Ilya will show us what a 1,000-year-old communist looked like in a robe with a turban, whatever. A communist with a red star. I mean, what did a communist look like 1,000 years ago, Augie?
Actually, Che, I suggest we devote this episode to all Americans who suffered from communism in early Middle Ages.
Yes, particularly those poor people who weren't in America 1,000 years ago. They were in Europe. Because the only people in America were the real Americans, yeah? Let's not talk about that. Now, of course, we know that the Big Don is talking about communism. The Reds are under the bed. This terrible specter of communism, because a certain gentleman has just been elected as mayor of New York City. Now, he did get elected with a little bit of help, just a little bit of help, about $37 million worth of help from the Soros family, let's say, Open Society, funneling lots of cash in. Now, Augie and I know a thing or two about the NGO nexus. We know how it works. And, you got to ask yourself, does George Soros fund communists and socialists? Unlikely, really, because, Augie, you've done a bit of research on what's actually going on in New York and how things look. It really might need a bit of communism. Things have got so bad for ordinary people on the streets, right?
That's right, Che. Actually, according to the latest data, 25% of New Yorkers are being poor. That is every fourth New Yorker being a poor man. or a woman.
Wow. So a quarter of the people in New York are living in poverty. And how much does the US spend on weapons every year? A trillion? Yeah, it makes complete sense to me. Anyway, let's have a look at a little video as to why Mr. Mamdani might have won this election with a little bit of help from the Soros family. Shh, don't mention it. Yeah, he's a real man of the people. But what people? Run the video, Augie.
The first foreign visit by a mayor of New York is always considered significant. Where would you go first? Left, right, Miss Adams.
To the food bank.
First visit, I would visit the Holy Land.
Mr. Cuomo?
Of course.
Given the hostility and the anti-Semitism that has been shown in New York, I would go to Israel.
Yeah, of course.
Mr. Tilson, where would you go?
Yeah, I'd make my fourth trip to Israel, followed by my fifth trip to Ukraine, two of our greatest allies fighting on the front lines.
We're not worthy.
Global war on terror.
Mr. Mamdani?
I would stay in New York City. My plans are to address New Yorkers across the five boroughs and focus on that.
Whoa. How dare you? How dare you say you're going to stay at home? But maybe you have to meet Mr. Soros, who, as I highlighted on my Twitter, to hang out with Mr. Alex. Have a look. There's the picture. Yeah, that's Mr. Mamdani and Mr. Soros getting congratulated by each other in the aftermath of the win. Now, it's interesting that they didn't post that photograph of the two boys basically embracing each other before the election. I wonder why that was. Now, Augie, you should ask yourself, as the Democrats celebrate Mamdani Soros getting elected, maybe it's not going to be such a big win, because you've discovered and you've kind of put together a little video on top of those numbers, quarter of the people living in poverty, that New York is so, it's going to be absolutely impossible for him to fix it. Anyway, let's show our dear viewers a little glimpse into the beautiful vista that is the old Big Apple. New York, New York, so good they named it twice. Once for the poverty-stricken and once for the billionaires getting their men elected in the election. Yeah, run it, Augie.
The Matrix is a system, Neil. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people
are still
part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so
hopelessly
dependent on the
system. It's a squatter, literally. Here we go. It's the night of the living dead.
Are you listening
what?
To me,
Neo? Oh, man, it's not good. Now, of course, all big cities have their problems, but it's how big cities deal with their problems that counts. Over to you, Mr. Mamdani. Well, Augie, it used to be the case that the Europeans would kind of, you know, stick their noses up a bit and look across the Atlantic at our cousins over there and say, oh, those savages. Yeah, well, maybe not so much anymore, because Europe has really gone down the and it's best demonstrated by the collapse in European energy supply, the link to the demise of the beating heart of Germany's industrial base. It's really gone to right?
Absolutely correct, Chief. But there are people in Europe who are benefiting from this.
Okay, let me guess. It's the humanitarians, it's the peace movement, it's the, pro harmony parties that want to, end the war in Ukraine, come to a fair settlement, stop the killing. Those are the guys who are making a killing in Europe, right? This is the growth area, right?
You're almost correct, Che. In fact, it's the weapon manufacturers in Europe who are getting good and healthy chunks of money. Namely, Rheinmetall, who just got another deal for 300 million euros.
Yeah, of course. Well, Latvia has sold out its complete economic and social well-being because, we know that a huge chunk of people in Latvia speak Russian as their first language. Forget about their second language. And they've completely cut themselves off, like the Finns, like the Lithuanians, and like the Poles to some extent, from the Russian economy, which is crippling them. And they've only one place now to try and make a few quid. That's making artillery shells for a war in which they would probably disappear in the first week if it actually happens. None of it really makes any sense. Let's have a look at the Chihuahuas basically digging their own graves. Literally. Run the video, Augie.
Gee, look how happy they are.
It all looks so happy.
aren't you happy for them?
Yeah, it looks like something from Nuremberg, like the Labour Corps, digging an anti-tank trench as the Russians start up in Berlin to cash in their checks. Strange stuff. Whatever happened to Europe? Well, as the only growth areas in Europe seem to be food banks, immigration prisons and camps, and of course artillery factories, you know, it's a perfect mix, really. If you're going to destroy, you know, the beating heart and the center of what was, you know, a very vibrant European culture, and in Germany, you know, Goethe, some great thinkers, some great minds. You know, they fell off the roundabout a couple of times with Uncle Adolf, etc. But let's give them that. We'll let you have that. Let's have a look at how German culture has now been put at the very front and center of the wrecking ball of woke liberalism. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, shoot me. Well, not literally. Let's have a look at how the German president, Mr. Steinmeier, was greeted at a cultural gathering, right, Augie? This is a cultural gathering, and even if you don't like it, it is a cultural gathering, and it involves chickens in nappies, diapers. It's all very bizarre. It seems like there's an attempt here to uber offend anybody. And where do they have this actual freak show, display of idiocy? Where? Augie?
They did this in a place most suitable for this, and that is, of course, being a Christian cathedral.
In the place most suitable for it, in a cathedral. I f*** you not. Run the video, Augie. Where does he get this stuff? Where does he get this stuff? Where does Augie find this stuff? Is this guy okay? Chickens and nappies, check it out. We didn't make this up, this isn't AI. This isn't from the AI propaganda department. This is real. Augie, and the German president is watching this, right?
Actually, he was joined by the archbishop as well. Nur Fleisch macht dich froh. Egal ob Rind, egal ob Huhn, egal ob Schwein, ich schlachte alles roh. Fleisch, na 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 na. Fleisch ist Fleisch, Westfalen
sind wir. Na 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 na. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. In other news from the European Union, the Centre of Freedom, Democracy, Liberty and All Things Wonderful, a journalist who dared to ask a question, you remember, we showed it on the show recently, he dared to ask the question, the following question, how dare you? He said, if Russia is expected to pay to rebuild Ukraine after its full-scale, unprovoked invasion, what is Israel expected to do with what it's done in Gaza? You know, and of course, the numbers on the two events in history, let's say, are completely at opposite end of the scale when it comes to brutality and deaths of civilians. That very journalist, and you could actually probably say he's one of the only journalists in the European Parliament building, has just been sacked by the Nova News agency in Rome for asking that question. That is the freedom-loving European Union that we've all grown to love and respect so much. Sorry. Run the video, Augie.
I've been repeating several times that Russia should repay for the reconstruction of Ukraine. Do you believe Israel should repay for the reconstruction of Gaza?
Yeah.
Since they have been destroyed almost all the strip and the civilian infrastructures?
Good question.
Thank you, Gabriele. It's definitely an interesting question on which I would not have any comment at this stage.
Yeah, of course you don't. Now, of course, we should also mention that Europe isn't only going crazy, where it's having its little laboratory. Now, you know, we see people getting dragged off the streets in Ukraine all the time. We've showed you this stuff again and again and again. We should never get tired of watching those videos because that's going to be you next. How do you think the European powers, Germany, Britain, with its army of 70,000 people, most of which are diabetic or with ADHD, how are they going to fight this coming war with Russia that they're so desperate to have? Because it's the only route of advancement for them seems to be a face-to-face conflict with Russia. Who's going to fight that war? Nobody in the UK is going to join the British Army to die somewhere in a field in Ukraine for the Sturmbannführer. So they're going to have to force people into their armies in France, in Germany. Germany's already passed some legislation on this basis. Ukraine is a laboratory, right, Augie?
Absolutely correct, Jay, and it doesn't end up with the army things. It's much worse than that.
And one of the fundamental tenets and pillars of a society are the cultural links to religion. And in Ukraine and in Russia, it's very, very important. Probably two of the last really Christian countries in Europe, if you're calling Ukraine Europe now, well, of course. So let's have a look at how Mr. Zelensky, the dictator, the narco-fuhrer, you know, the Fourth Reich's Gauleiter in Kiev at the moment. Let's have a look at how his devotees in their yellow armbands waving their handguns at elderly parishioners in a church in Ukraine are behaving. We recently had Donald Trump tweeting that if the Nigerians don't stop torturing and doing nothing about the killings of Christians in Nigeria, he may, you know, basically step in militarily and economically. Meanwhile, a civil war that he started and his government started, not Trump personally, but the US government started in Maidan, has delivered this level of hatred, aggression and violence against a very, very ancient Christian church in Ukraine. And everybody in Europe and in the United States seems to be looking the other way. This is pretty disturbing stuff. Run the video, Augie. Oh my God. Of course, but we have to say this is an EU warning, which you'll see at the bottom of the screen. All of this content was created democratically because Ukraine is defending itself from the evil Russians, where nothing like this happens ever anywhere, by the way. So, dear friends, you may ask yourselves, where does this hatred come from? I mean, poor old Mr. Zelensky, he's just an old actor, right? And he's a Jew. He's a Jewish boy, you know. And, you know, he's a Jewish boy from Dnipro, got bullied when he was a kid. All this poor Mr. Zelensky. Well, Mr. Zelensky might be part of the problem because a video has emerged of the narco-fuhrer in a bunker, very dimly lit, very similar to Downfall. Yeah, you remember our friend Bruno Ganz, this masterful performance, where Steiner was going to come and everything was going to be okay? Mr. Z is up to the same business. Let's have a look at him awarding literal Nazis from the Azov Battalion, Brigade, with their SS insignia. Yes, and a big banner on the wall, basically with an SS symbol on it as well. Absolutely remarkable. Now, the person he's giving this award to, their call sign, which is common in the Ukrainian and Russian armies, is Aryan. So you've got a Jewish president, who used to be an actor, awarding a Nazi called Aryan a Ukrainian award. But there are no, now, disclaimer on the bottom of the screen, there are no Nazis in Ukraine. Okay, this is just cosplay. Cosplay Nazis. From the video, Augie. Look at this. It's all very grimy, isn't it? What is this?
Найголовніше, ті, хто поруч з тобою, дуже віримо в вас, в перемогу України. Слава Україні!
Oh, look on the wall. Check on the wall. What's that? Oh, that's nothing. Don't worry about that. What is it? It's just an SS. Just the two SS runes. Yeah. They look kind of like the NATO HQ in as well, don't they? Yeah? Check out the NATO headquarters. Kind of reminds me of something, right? Yeah, forget it. That's all Russian propaganda. Just like the fact that Hitler's first in command, basically, advisor, is also one of the first leaders of NATO. Forget that. Now, of course, amid the horror show in Ukraine, the Ukrainiacs and the Ukro scammers all pile in. You know, you got Jay in Kiev, one of my favorites. He really boosts my engagement rates on X. Really super. You know, Darth Putin, all these fakes. Katusha from Kharkov. Kate from Kharkiv, you know, ex-nude model. Lots of scammers. And one of them better known scammers, you know, kind of after Sean Penn and Ben Stiller, all these delusionists, is, of course, Angelina Jolie. A very, very well-meaning girl, I would suggest. Very well-meaning. And she's very fond, Augie, of young kids. She's adopted a lot of them. Now, maybe, Augie, I have an idea. You know, her bodyguard was abducted from at a checkpoint. He was, kidnapped to be sent to the front, and she had to go, and we believe probably paid a big fat bribe to get him released. So that's okay if you've got Angelina Jolie, a Hollywood, you know, millionaire knocking on the door of the recruitment center. If you don't, you die, or you give your life savings of your family to Zelensky's kidnappers. Maybe Angelina would like, Augie, to make a donation and adopt this next guy we're going to talk about in the video. This 15-year-old kid who was allowed to join Zelensky's army and go and die in somewhere like Pokrovsk, which is game over, GG, well played, as our friends, you know, history legends like to say. Shout out to the boys. Maybe Angelina would like Augie to maybe adopt this guy because he's 15. He's still technically a kid. You know, not old enough to vote, not old enough to smoke, not old enough to drive a car, not old enough to have a beer, but old enough to die for von der Leyen and Boris the Butcher. It's absolutely insane. Run the video, Augie. Якщо козак наш ситий, то з москаля
буде сито. Всіх ворогів гасити. This kid thinks he's in a counter site, but in real life. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the problem with the sort of Call of Duty Counter-Strike generation. They think they're going to turn up and you can get killed several times. Newsflash, you only get one life on the front, and it can be very, very, very short if you're fighting in Zelensky's army. Now, it doesn't end there. You know, the Ukrainian army is now globally famous as a den of corruption. Debts are underreported. Commanders stealing wages from men who were killed over a year ago. This is how we don't really know the scale, the true scale of the losses. We know there's a million dead and probably half a million critically wounded. But a lot of people are underreported because the commanders are keeping the money. They're not, and the state, Zelensky, doesn't want to pay the pensions to the widows who are out in the streets now protesting. Now, there's another way that you can save your ass if you do get bussified into the Ukrainian army. And that is you can bribe your way into one of the cozier units, maybe a drone unit, which isn't on the front line, which is some way behind the line. And you can do that by, Augie, giving a donation, just a small donation, maybe a couple of $100s. No, you need 3 Jeeps to survive. You need to hand over 3 Jeeps or the equivalent of that to make sure you get off the front line and live to see this war end. It's absolutely insane. Run the video, Augie.
Translation, Army Plus. Just submit an application. If you're already serving and want to join us, we'll fight for you. We'll get you transferred to our unit. Look, it's scary, funny, cynical, but in this, well, it's just the working mechanics of this kind of war. Sometimes we accumulate a pool of Jeeps for exchange, to trade you for 3 Jeeps. Well, that's fine. Well, why not? Some unit needs Jeeps over there. The commander says, fine, I'll trade a soldier.
Wow. So, you know, they actually are trading human beings for Jeeps. That's how commodified and brutal this army of free Europe is. What a show. But anyway, look, the main thing is that you understand in the West, in the United States, in Europe, in Ireland, in the UK, exactly how important it is that you keep the money flowing into Ukraine. Now, remember, this show isn't going to end anytime soon. Even if the fighting stopped tomorrow, the Z boy is going to have the handout. Dighting and Yingy, he's going to want more and more money, and he's going to want it for a long time. The next 5 years minimum. It's a basket case economically, demographically. This is a show that the European Union has now placed firmly the millstone of around its own neck. Now, we want to remind you just how important, right, Augie, the money that you're spending in Ukraine is. And we want to remind you where it's going, to very, very important causes. Run the video, Augie. This is all AI, manufactured Russian propaganda, isn't it?
I think, Shay, it was manufactured by AI even before the AI was invented.
But the Ukrainians will say it's all made up. You know, none of this happens in Ukraine. The bastion of European freedom, democracy, liberty, and justice. Well, dear friends, that's the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. We've enjoyed making it, as per usual. Hope you've enjoyed watching it. And something came to mind as Augie and I were putting together this week's show, and the old saying that a fool and their money are easily parted. And, you know, sadly, the fool is you, despite the fact that now the truth is leaching out of Ukraine. It's very hard to hold it together, even the Western media accepting that the gross corruption, the failed war, the mass killing, you know, the open-air prison isn't just what it, you know, we thought it was. It doesn't do what it said on the tin. Really? Churchill? Zelensky? Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, will anything change between now and next week? Well, we don't know. But if it does, we'll be here to tell you that story in that, you know, distinctive Moscow Mules way. You in the back seat. Are we there yet? No, not yet. But we'll see you same time, same place next week. Until then, look after each other. God bless.